Ecuador, showing all their know-how and craft to come back and force their way into the lead in this game. St. Michael's have led from the majority of the game, and Colin McFadden's 27th minute goal put them into a 3-point lead at half-time. Ecuador never ever panicked, and they've managed to force their way back into this game. And even when they were 2 points down with 10 minutes to go, they have really found their way back. And Ethan Harrington, young forward who has really burst onto the scene this year, he's been really, really impressive with a number of lovely scores off his left foot. So Michaels have put everybody forward in towards the edge of the square to try and lob the ball in to get a goal. And Robbie Donald's now brought to free forward. Not that it makes a huge amount of difference, really, but St. Michaels need to try and find a goal here. They've only got 6 points on the table, and they're getting dangerously close to the bottom of Division 1. They need to try and get something here to grind out a score. Daniel McLaughlin standing over the ball here now. They need to try and work the ball in. They've got all the big hitters in and around it. Colin McFadden's in there, Liam Paul Ferry, and I can see Edward O'Reilly is in there as well. The ball's gone in high. Martin McElhinney rises highest, and the ball has come out to Liam Paul Ferry, and oh, his shot drills over the bar, just over the bar. And that leaves St. Michael's 1 point behind, but I would say time could possibly be up now. We have played 5 minutes of injury time, and it looks like Guidoor may hold on to take all the points here. They've really had to battle hard the whole way, and it is over. Robbie O'Donnell has blown his full-time whistle here at Mahara Gallen. The full-time score is Guidoor 20 points, St. Michael's 116.